Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What is in store for Libya? What does the future hold for this country and for other countries in the Middle East? Does the Bible say anything about that? And what about the very interesting development which occurred this morning as I am recording this program? Will that development change the situation in Libya? Well, before I cover all of that, let me briefly review with you what happened during this week. Now, I'm not talking about the demonstrations per se. I'm not talking about the violence which this country is encountering. I'm talking about the reaction or the lack of the reaction of the West, the Western powers, especially Europe and the United States of America. And we can safely say that none of those countries has really covered itself and themselves with glory in the way they behaved. Now, first of all, Deutsche Welle reported on February 21. Relations over the extent of business ties, arms deals, and energy reliance between EU members and governments such as those in Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, and Bahrain have led some analysts to question whether the policies of certain individual member states have been holding the EU back from taking a strong, unified approach. Italy has strong ties with Libya, while Greece has also strong business links. France has been exposed as having strong links to the former Tunisian regime, while Britain has deep investments in Libyan oil fields and lucrative arms deals with Bahrain. It is quite likely that an internal struggle is underway within the EU between the Scandinavian and Northern European countries, horrified at the repression of demonstrators, and Southern European Mediterranean countries more anxious to preserve investments and commercial relationships. It goes on to say it was the major powers inside the EU rather than the EU itself which led the calls for restraint when the protests began and issued statements on their own individual positions as the wave of unrest spread. And this tells us something. This tells us that the EU, the European Union, is still not unified totally and completely. And you know, brethren, friends, those who are listening, the Bible is telling us that it will never be totally unified. There is a prophecy in the book of Daniel to the effect that there will be 10 nations or groups of nations which will unify in Europe. They will be very strong militarily, but it also says they will really not hold together. It's kind of a mixture. And so we see this tendency developing, but we can safely say that Europe will totally unite when it comes to those 10 nations or groups of nations insofar as an army is concerned, a military power. Now let me read to you from an article by Der Spiegel Online, dated February 22. The US government is now forced to rely on its European allies to exert pressure on Libya. So in other words, the United States thinks that they are incapable of doing anything, and they hope the Europeans will do something. It goes on to say, but the EU, once again, is divided in its approach. On Monday, EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels strongly condemned the regime's crackdown on protesters, but they were not able to agree on any sanctions. Demands for punitive measures made by Finland and other Scandinavian countries were rejected. Italy in particular has resisted sanctions because the government of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, who is of course in deep trouble, doesn't want to endanger its close economic ties with its former colony. It's also worried about a new wave of refugees from North Africa, and that of course is a concern. There are more and more refugees from North Africa pouring in into Europe, and Europe isn't really able to handle that wave. Now here's an interesting, very mind-boggling, if you think about it, article by the German paper Süddeutsche Zeitung, which was published on February 24. Now, listen carefully what they have to say. The time for indecision has passed. It is time for Europe to stop playing the role of gentle admonisher. Even sanctions such as travel bans or the freezing of assets wouldn't be enough. The best thing would be a coalition with the Arab League, Egypt, and the African Union, a coalition which, outfitted with a United Nations mandate, could militarily reestablish peace in Libya. The Welt, another German paper, very well-known paper, had this to say on the same day. What about the United States? The global power has enough problems on other fronts. And Europe? There has been no lack of soft power, warm words and hot air. But what about sanctions? Threats of military operations? The danger is in delay. What is remarkable about this is that opinions are being expressed which are in total harmony with what the Bible says is going to happen. In Psalm 83, we read that Europe, under German leadership, will enter into a coalition with Arab nations. Now, interestingly enough, Libya isn't mentioned, Iran isn't mentioned, and Egypt is not mentioned in that coalition. But it's going to be a coalition. And these people who are writing about this, undoubtedly not knowing anything about what the Bible has to say about it, it's very interesting that they come up with this. Now, the Bible also says that Europe will intervene militarily in the Middle East. We read in the book of Daniel, 11th chapter, that the king of the north will intervene militarily and occupy the Middle East, even enter the glorious land and Jerusalem. Apparently it was a pretense of creating peace because of a volatile situation developing in that part of the world. We also read that another religious power will be in Jerusalem as well at that time. We read that the Jews will start bringing sacrifices again, and that this European power will come militarily to suppress those sacrifices. In all likelihood, the Jews will also build a temple. And of course, that's going to really stir up the spirits over there in the Middle East. So that's prophesied. But at the same time, we realize that Europe isn't there yet. They don't have this unified approach yet, even militarily, to do something, even though they wished to, they would like to. And so at this point, lip services are being given by European politicians that they really can't and really won't, because they know that they can't. Notice what was published this morning, and that is what I was talking about earlier in the program, insofar as interesting developments are taking place. Der Spiegel Online wrote today, February 25, the European Union is finally set to take action on Libya. With the violence in the strife-torn country showing no signs of abating, EU members have agreed a package of sanctions against Muammar Gaddafi's regime. They include a weapons embargo and a ban on the export of goods which could be used to repress the Libyan people. There will also be freeze on assets belonging to Gaddafi and his family, who will also be the subject of entry bans. It is expected that the formal decision to approve these sanctions will be taken early next week. But what about military intervention? We read earlier that the Süddeutsche Zeitung felt all these sanctions are not going to be enough, and they won't be. Now notice what the article by Der Spiegel continues to say. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle refused to rule out further sanctions, although he dismissed reports of plans for military intervention in Libya. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton also said there had been no discussion so far on any military actions around Libya, and the EU was looking to the lead of the UN Security Council in the crisis. Well, they can look forever if they look at them. We know nothing is going to come from them. Then here is a statement by the French President Nicolas Sarkozy saying regarding military intervention, France would consider any initiative of this type with extreme caution and reserve. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen also ruled out military interventions. He said there are no plans for military intervention. The resources were in place, however, but he said there are no plans to go ahead with it. The United States, however, said, amazingly, that they are looking at all options. And they said they didn't rule out military action. Well, of course, that's illusionary. This morning, Oliver North just said in an interview on Fox News that, of course, the United States is not in any position to intervene militarily. And they are not. They are not incapable of doing it at this point. And so all the world is looking at Europe. Now, Europe isn't at this point willing or able to do it either. But it shows that the desire is there. I mean, the Süddeutsche Zeitung wouldn't make a statement like that. Die Welt wouldn't make a statement like that if it wouldn't reflect the feeling as to what should happen. That there should be military intervention. It's not happening now. But because of the developments and the fact that Europe has acted terribly irresponsibly in this whole affair up until now, there is this desire to do something about it. And so, although I'm not saying it will happen towards Libya, I don't think it will, there is going to be an army of Europe, and Europe will play a major role in the Middle East militarily. The United States, however, will not. Returning to Libya, we have a weekly update which we are sending out via email. And by the way, if you would like to subscribe to it, you can receive your free copy, totally free of charge, via email. Just let us have your email address. And 2 weeks ago, before this turmoil in Libya started, we had this to say. Libya is another country to watch. Historically, there have been strong alliances between Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. And it is indicated in scripture that a similar configuration could happen again. Compare Ezekiel 30, verses 1 to 5, Jeremiah 46, verses 1 to 2, and 8 to 10. So we already pointed out that Libya will play a major role in world affairs, but in a way most people don't expect. There seems to be a coalition developing, ultimately, between Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia, another country we should watch, a country which had tremendous historical meaning and purpose in the past, and might very well have a major role to play in the future. And so, I would like to challenge you to keep watching what is happening in the Middle East, what is happening in Libya, where that is all going, where Egypt is going, where Ethiopia is going, where the other countries in the Middle East are going, the fact that Israel will become more and more isolated and will end up with no friends whatsoever in the world. We have prepared a book. It's not only a booklet, it's a book. I mean, it's over 150 pages long. It's talking about Revelation, the book of Revelation, because that has a lot to say about what's going to happen in the future. And I ask you, it's again totally free of charge, no request for money, to ask for a free copy. Just write us and ask for the free copy on the book of Revelation. We have also posted it on our websites, and you can actually read it right there. It will tell you a lot of things which you may not know, things you might have believed, but are those things based on the Bible? Are those things based on what the book of Revelation has to say? Or are they based on human tradition and other ideas which are not based on facts? The Middle East is about to explode. It's already exploding. But it will end up in a very interesting development. It will open the way for Europe, a European unified army, to move into this part of the world to, quote-unquote, establish peace. But it will end up in a terrible war. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.